Chapter 6. 10 minutes later, the bell rang for afternoon tea. Virginia didn't appear, and Mrs. Otis sent one of the servants to find her. Mrs. Otis was not worried when he returned, saying that he couldn't find Miss Virginia anywhere. Virginia often went to the garden to get flowers for the dinner table. However, when Virginia still hadn't appeared by 6 o'clock, Mrs. Otis became very agitated. She sent the boys outside to look for Virginia. She and Mr. Otis searched every room of the mansion. At 6:30, the boys returned saying that they couldn't find her. The entire family was very worried now. They didn't know what to do. The minister ordered Washington and 2 servants to search the area around the chase on horseback. He sent telegrams to all the police inspectors in the county, telling them of Virginia's disappearance. He mounted his horse and left to continue the search. Before he had gone more than a mile, he heard somebody galloping after him. It was the young Duke. "I'm very sorry, Mr. Otis," said the Duke, "but I can't eat any dinner if Virginia is lost. Please, don't be angry with me. You won't make me return, will you?" The minister smiled at him. He was impressed with the Duke's devotion to Virginia. "Well, Cecil, if you won't go back, I suppose you must come with me." Together they searched the train station and all the surrounding towns with no results. They finally returned to the mansion at 11 o'clock. They were exhausted and broken-hearted. Washington and the twins were waiting for them at the stables. They had not found Virginia either. They had looked everywhere with no results. It was evident that Virginia was lost to them for that night at least. They entered the mansion in a state of deep depression. They found a group of anxious servants in the hall. Mrs. Otis was lying on the sofa in the library. Mr. Otis insisted that she eat something and order dinner for everyone. It was a melancholy meal, with very little conversation. Even the twins were mostly silent. When they had finished, Mr. Otis ordered everyone to bed. Nothing more could be done that night. In the morning, he would telegraph Scotland Yard for some detectives to be sent there immediately. The bell in the clock tower struck midnight as they left the dining room. On the stroke of 12, they heard a crash. Thunder shook the house, and strange music floated through the air. Suddenly, a panel of the wall at the top of the staircase opened. Virginia walked out through it, looking very pale and white. She was holding a box in her hands. In an instant, the family surrounded her. Her mother hugged her, the Duke covered her with loving kisses, and the twins did a war dance around the group. "My God, where have you been?" said Mr. Otis angrily. He thought that her disappearance was a trick that she had played on her family. "Cecil and I have searched the entire county looking for you. Your mother has been scared to death. You must never play these tricks again."
"Except with the ghost! Except with the ghost!" cried the twins.
"Papa," said Virginia quietly, "I have been with the ghost. He is dead now. You must come and see him. He had been very wicked, but he was very sorry about everything that he had done. He gave me this box of beautiful jewels before he died." The family didn't know what to say. However, Virginia remained calm and serious. She turned and took them through the open panel into a narrow, secret corridor. Finally, they came to a great wooden door. Virginia touched it, and it opened. They found themselves in a little, low room with one tiny window. There was a big iron ring connected to the wall with a skeleton chained to it. It was stretched out at full length on the floor. It seemed to be trying to reach an old jug and bowl. These were placed just beyond the skeleton's reach. It was evident that the jug had once been filled with water, and that the dust in the bowl had once been food. Virginia knelt beside the skeleton, put her hands together, and began to pray silently. The rest of the group stared silently at the terrible tragedy that had been revealed to them.
"Gosh!" exclaimed one of the twins.
He had been looking out of the window to try to discover in which wing of the mansion the room was situated.
"Gosh! The old almond tree has blossomed. I can see the flowers clearly in the moonlight."
"God has forgiven him," said Virginia quietly as she stood up. A beautiful light seemed to illuminate her face.
"What an angel you are,"
cried the Duke as he put his arm around her and kissed her.